Hello, and welcome to this podcast episode from Heritage Church. This week's message, brought by Pastor Brian Simpson, wants us to ask ourselves this question: how much faith do I have? Let's see what Pastor Brian has to say about this.
What a day it is when you come into the house of prayer. When you understand that the reason that God created us so that we could worship Him. Say amen. When you worship the living God, you have the power that is greater than yourself. You have an ability to climb to the highest peak and search as far as you want to search if you have your eye on the Master. Can I have an amen? These weak amens are going to let me go about an hour and a half, you know. Amen. There you go. Amen. So, preach, sister, preach. When the Lord speaks, He speaks in a manner in which we can understand. That was a great children's time. They are so intelligent. And as we put into them or allow them to seek the Word of God at this age, and cling to His understanding and mold and make them so that they are able to be applicable wherever they might be. What is a blessing? Amen, amen. The scripture today comes from Jeremiah. He was like a lot of the prophets. He was called the weeping prophet. He was given a task at, he said, why me, Lord? I can relate to that. I've had some appointments and I cried when I got there. I said, I thought I was doing pretty good for the kingdom, but He knew more than I did. Is the best appointment I ever had. It's that weeping that you get to your knees. It's the weeping when you understand the soul is being cleansed and you're allowing the Spirit of God to be afresh in you. And you're not afraid to speak out and have faith of the fathers that love us. And we began to be a family created in the image of God. He said, as you come together as a community, a lot of people don't think you have to come into a place of worship. But the Heavenly Father, Jesus, did. He worshiped. He knew that as He came with others, like-minded people, that there would be a spark, an understanding. You know, no matter how old I get, I learn something every day. Can you say, that's not hard for you, preacher? Amen. I learn that I don't have to always be right. I learn that forgiveness is a way of life. I learn that having a second start, I've used up my 70 times 7. I understand what God can do with a piece of clay that's been rolled out and laid out in a way that He made me. And it's through that power I understand that we all are in this together. Say hallelujah. Praise God. For He is who He says He is. The scripture this morning comes from Jeremiah 17, and it's 5 through 10. There are like six of these in the book of Jeremiah, chapter 11 through 8 through 12 and 6, 15, and then chapter 15, then 10 through 21, and then 14, verse 18, and then 18, chapter 18, verse 18 through 23, and then the one we're doing today. They're all giving a diary of what Jeremiah was thinking. Do you like to read diaries? Y'all don't have any diaries? Facebook probably would be the closest thing, wouldn't it? Do you like to read Facebook? Yeah, you say, oh, forget it. But we do, don't we? Let's go to the scripture. Thus says the Lord, cursed is the man who trusts in mankind and makes flesh his strength and whose heart turns away from the Lord. For he will be like a bush in the desert and will not see when prosperity comes, but will live in stony waste in the wilderness, a land of salt without inhabitants. Blessed is the man who trusts in the Lord and whose trust is in the Lord. For he will be like a tree planted by the water that extends its roots by a stream and will not fear when the heat comes. But its leaves will be green. It will not be anxious in a year of drought, nor cease to yield fruit. That heart is more deceitful than all else and is desperately sick. Who shall understand it? I am the Lord, search the heart, I test the mind, even to give each man according to his ways, according to the results of his deeds. May God add his richest blessings to his holy word. Amen. I want us to think about this morning this question. How much faith do you have in your life today? You might think like Jeremiah. The message that he got from the Lord was that there was going to be a Jerusalem destroyed and his house was destroyed. And that he would have to go to a land of captivity. Endure that and then come back to a land of prosperity. But he had to tell the people, you're not coming with me if you don't change your ways. Have you ever heard that in your life? When someone said, if you don't change your ways, there's going to be a consequence. I've heard that several times in a principal's office. And then I had a reaffirmation by the usually it was the coach who allowed me to understand, you don't want to come here no more. But you know what I understand the most? That in the moment that we look into the diary, we began to see a heart that's been struggling. He's thought about quitting. He's thought about taking his life. He's thought about, how did I get assigned this? The people have not have ears. They don't listen. They are not doing what I have proclaimed from the Word of God. There's an outrageous number of pastors that leave the ministry every year. They said it ain't worth it. They think that what is going on is too hard for them. But you know, I don't think there's a minister or prophet alive who has not had doubt in their life. Have you had doubt? You know, sometimes we pray for something and it doesn't happen exactly the way we pray. What do you do when God does not hear your prayer or you think he doesn't? When things go awry and you go through things in your life that you never thought would ever happen, what do you do when you don't get the answer that you want? When you travel down a road and you say, Lord, don't you know what I've done for you? The sacrifices I've made? And the word goes out from the holiness of God. There's a better place prepared for those that you loved. It's the letting go and letting God be God. It's a letting go and understanding that God does have the answer. There's one thing that we know about our Heavenly Father. He said, if you have the faith of a mustard seed, I will be there. I will grow that which needs to grow in your heart. You know, they were talking about in Jeremiah's day that they had a stony heart, that it was just hard. And they just would do whatever they wanted to do. They were serving idols. They were doing everything against what they had been taught by the Torah. They had walked away from the faith. They were having a good time and didn't want to let it go. You know, I've heard that many a time when I talk with someone. I don't want to give up what I'm doing now, even though I know some of it's wrong. I don't want to let go of it. I'm having too much fun. But you know, there's a difference in following a holy God and the joy He puts in your heart. The heart that He gave us, it was a heart that would be able to endure everything. He would give you the meanings of how you live and how you walk. A heart is a way of life. He trusts you that as He touches you and guides you on your path of righteousness, that you will be able to take it to your heart, so that you will not sin against Him. There's only one thing in the world that God does not like, and that is sin. That's when you turn your back on Him. Sin is when you don't want to be with the Father. You want to have it your way. You want everything to go the way you want it to in everything that you ever encounter. And you wonder why you're miserable. When you feel like the world's against you, you have the weight of the world on you. God says, I have called you out of that. Lay upon me all those who are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. And in that mist, Jeremiah's thinking, if I could just say one good sermon or preach one good sermon that people would like. You know, a baseball player, if he gets a hit, every three times he gets a hit, he's a superstar. Hit it out of the park. I don't know many preachers who hit it out of the park every Sunday. Can I have an amen? Sometimes they can't even see the ball. Sometimes they just don't have it down. The timing's off. But you know, God has a word that goes out to each one of us. Don't give up. Don't give up on your walk with me. Don't give up on the desires that you have. And don't give up on your family. Sometimes that's the ones that are the hardest to reach. Those that are the ones you love the most. And you don't understand why they won't follow the holiness of God. They were raised in it. And you wonder why they won't take come and be a part of a family that would nurture them and care for them and show them the love that a community of faith does. But then the Lord says, we're all called by Him one by one. We all have a decision to make. Billy Graham would play that, just as I am, without one plea. And he would look for the people that would come forward so that they could start a new way of life. He believed that what he was doing made a difference. He believed that whatever came out was, you're not the one responsible. The Holy Spirit moves where it wants to move and touches lives where it wants to. And it gives you an understanding that I want to be more holy. I don't think we ever get to a point that we don't come to the throne of grace and ask for forgiveness day after day. This world is full of deception, full of things that will draw you in and finally get you hooked, and then you see there's nothing to it, but you're already bought in. The only thing you buy into in this world is the Lord Jesus Christ. Only thing that you hope for, that you can bring others into the kingdom. And then you say, how do I become more acquainted with what God wants me to do. It's a simple thing. He says, if you desire wisdom, ask for it. You know, I'm very good, no matter what it might be. I ask people in stores and all over, I say, bring me the manager, please. And their manager would come, and I said, I sure do like this stuff to go around my pool. But you see, this box is kind of beat up on the corner here. Have you ever seen that? And it's a little ragged. I'd like that. But tell me, you don't want me to buy it for the full price, do you? So he looks at me. He said, yes, sir. Yes, sir. We'll knock it down. So he'd knock off about a third. And I said, you're sure going to bring that to my house? Because I don't have no way of getting it home. Usually it's a delivery, right? He said, yes, sir. Yes, sir. You have not because you ask not. As a preacher, I've had the opportunity to have people in my church, and I would need them to do a ministry that I thought that would be good for them. So I just walk up to them or sometimes just call them. And I'd say, this is Pastor Brian. How is your wonderful day doing? Are you doing well in your job? Is everything going well in your home? Yes, Pastor. Yes, Pastor. Well, good. We need your help with this, what we're doing. Would you be willing to do that? Well, yes, Pastor. I said, well, could you bring that check by tomorrow? They would. Why? I was asking not of myself, but I was asking of God. I am a messenger who brings a word of people who maybe need help. And how do we reach them? Well, out each one of us, given from whatever God has given you. We're not all equal. Some make more than others. Some make less. Some has had tragedies. It's that you give from your heart what you can. That's all he ever asked. He never asked us to give more than we have. And you'll never receive from God more than you can handle. He says that there's a way out of whatever you're in. You can take the joy of the Lord upon your heart and you can live it out. I like to see happy Christians. Raise your hand if you like happy Christians. I like to see people who can agree on something. I want people who understand that it's not that we want to have this, that, or the other, but we do want to have it in unison. That we agree upon that as a community of faith. This is what we want to be. And we grow in that awareness. God loves us so much, He sent His only Son into the world that we might have life and have liberty, and we can grow in that in our life and in our place of worship. God wants us to trust and obey. There's no other way to be happy in Jesus than to trust and obey. Now the next question is, what would you trust God for? Are you asking God, will you make me a little more humble? You know, you don't. A lot of people think, well, if I say, God, if you'll just give me this materially, I sure will bless you. He says, in my kingdom, if you just have a little, but give a percentage of it from your heart, you're blessed. So if you're not doing it now, you sure won't do it later. God tests you. And He asked you about your faith. If you're not sharing your faith now, why would He give you any more knowledge? The more that you seek the Heavenly Father and His purpose in your life, the more that He will give to you what you seek. And you know what the question is? Well, what can I seek? And He says, love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy mind, and with all thy soul. And love that dang neighbor next door as yourself. That's all he asks. He's just a very loving Father who wants your life to be the best it can be. You can have the joy of the Lord in your heart and in your actions and in your steps if you will only seek Him. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, we pray. Everyone said, amen and amen.
If you would, stand and join us in our closing song, Through It All.
First, I'm going to pray and then give you a benediction. I want you to remember these names: Dorothy Barnes, Amelia Barnes, Brenda Bost, Dana Lequist, Sue Mims, Jack Mims, Patty Jenkins, and Elizabeth Slutsky, and Christopher Simpson. Almighty everlasting God, as we come into the presence of the holiness of your place, we ask that you just clothe us with the gift of love, mercy, and grace, that you'll look upon each one that we have mentioned this morning, their special needs, the care that needs to come, the healing that only comes from the divine, and the Holy Spirit that moves wherever it wants to move. We invite you into this place. We invite you into our hearts, into the healing, and into everything that we should do or say. We ask that you guide and direct the thoughts and the ways of each one of us on this journey of life. Look upon our government and whatever needs to happen. Cleanse us, wash us, and make us whole again. Give us the understanding that in all powers that there is one that can lead them, which is our God. And we pray that you be with our community and all the people that work and have their being here and all who are given of themselves to help us in our time of need. Just continue to be with this church. Open up our eyes and hearts to receive all that you have in store for those who love you and to guide and direct us on a path that is further than we've ever gone before, and give praise and honor to the one and only God. So seek us in the morning, O Lord, as we seek you, and guide us along our path that we may see more clearly. As we join the Lord's Prayer together, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. Now may the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord let his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. May the Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, we pray. Everyone says,
Amen.
Amen.